there. Thanks for joining us for another day full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. With us today is Madeline Cassidy. Maddie is from West Islip, New York.
At a time when a work demand left me feeling unworthy and underqualified, I came upon this New Testament Bible verse in 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 14, verse 10. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. As I deeply pondered this statement, I remembered something that a Christian scientist once told me. It was that God needs all of his creation to show forth the magnitude of his infinite nature. I knew that I needed God, but now I was told that God needed me? Yes, me. Mary Baker Eddy, who pioneered Christian Science, wrote about this truth in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. God, without the image and likeness of himself, would be a non-entity or mind unexpressed. He would be without a witness or proof of his own nature. Spiritual man is the image or idea of God, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. I saw then that while God is entirely complete, he needs us, his spiritual ideas, to bear witness to his completeness and glory by reflecting him in unlimited ways. With this new understanding of my God-derived right to express God in whatever way might be required of me, I was able to take over a position in a new firm from someone who'd excelled at their job. I now felt an assurance that I had the necessary qualifications because God gives all of his creation everything needed to excel. I didn't need to be like anyone else. I had my own God-given way of expressing my God-given talents. And while there was no shortage of lessons to be learned, I knew that I could learn them. To use that Bible's description, we have divinely bestowed signification. Thinking about all of this, we humbly can feel our God-given worthiness. Each of us, without qualification, has divine permission to understand ourselves to be necessary and indispensable in God's beneficent plan.
We'd love to hear your inspiration. Learn what we look for in a daily lift by listening to our webinar. The link is on the page. We look forward to receiving your own healing message. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.